जय गोपी जनवल्लभागिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय 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 प्रभुपाद 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 जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय 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 गुरुदेव 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 जय श्रील गुरुदेव
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रव्रजाकचार्य अष्टोत्तर षट श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकचार्य अष्टोत्तर षट श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की प्रेम से कहिए श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्री पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री गुरु और गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 वर्स नंबर 10 चैप्टर 1 वर्स नंबर 10 तस्य चाष्टौ भविष्यन्ति सुमाल्य प्रमुखासुता य इमां भोक्ष्यन्ति महीं राजानश्च सतां शतं समाः तस्य चाष्टौ भविष्यन्ति सुमाल्य प्रमुखासुता य इमां भोक्ष्यन्ति महीं राजानश्च शतं समा तस्य चाष्टौ भविष्यन्ति सुमाल्य प्रमुखासुता य इमां भोक्ष्यन्ति महीं राजानश्च शतं समा सुमाल्य प्रमुखा सुता य इमां भोक्ष्यन्ति महीं राजानश्च शतं समा तस्य चाष्टौ भविष्यन्ति सुमाल्य प्रमुखा सुता य इमां भोक्ष्यन्ति महीं राजानश्च शतं समा तस्य चाष्टौ भविष्यन्ति सुमाल्य प्रमुखासुता य इमां भोक्ष्यन्ति महीं Rajanascha Satam Sama. Reading word for word meaning. Tasya of him, Nanda. That is mentioned in the previous sloka, the king. Cha and Ashtau, eight. Bhavishyanti will take birth. Sumalya Pramukha, headed by Sumalya. Suta, sons. Ye, who. Imam, this. Bhokshanti, will enjoy. Mahim, the earth. Rajanaha, kings. Cha, and. Shatam, 100. Sama, years. Translation by the humble disciples of Srila Prabhupada. He will have 8 sons headed by Sumalya, who will control the earth as powerful kings for 100 years. Since there is no purport, we will go on for the next verse also. I'll just read the Sanskrit. Navanandan dvija kaschit prapannan uddharishyati tesham abhave jagatim maurya bhokshanti vaikalau. Translation. A certain Brahmana, Chanakya, will betray the trust of King Nanda and his 8 sons and will destroy their dynasty. In their absence, the Mauryas will rule the world as the age of Kali continues. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur both confirm that the Brahmana mentioned here is Chanakya, also known as Kautilya or Vatsyayana. The great historical narration Srimad Bhagavatam, which began with the events prior to the cosmic manifestation, now reaches into the realm of modern recorded history. Modern historians recognize both the Maurya dynasty and Chandragupta, the king mentioned in the following verse.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Eva Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriya जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So seeking the blessings of all the devotees present here, especially the senior devotees Krishna Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, and blessings of His Holiness Bhaktisharu Swami Maharaj, he is seated with Srila Prabhupada there, along with Srila Prabhupada's grace. I'll try to present something that I have thought while reading this, preparing for this class. So eventually I wish to also kind of, I went through, I in these days, like I was hearing one of the classes that His Holiness Bhaktisharu Swami Maharaj gave here 6 to 7 October 30, 2019. So I was just listening it again. So at that time when Maharaj had given the class, like as usual, it is the tendency of all conditioned souls that you hear from here and leave it over here. But now in this circumstance, when I hear again that same class, so it makes a more deeper impact. So I thought I'll speak something from Maharaj's class also. So in this purport, it's mentioned that how for the first time in, as Deen Gaurang Prabhu mentioned, like first time things that are written in Bhagavatam is kind of relating the lifespan of the kings, etc. Similarly, here in the purport it is mentioned that first time even the names are tallying with the recorded history, modern history that historians agree with about Chanakya and Maurya dynasty. So I thought of speaking little bit that I have heard from devotees, and also I searched from the Vedavas with the help of Neel Krishna Prabhu. I could get some more points about Prabhupada quotations about Chanakya Pandit. So the speciality of why Chanakya Pandit is being mentioned is that I've heard it several times that he is one of the last Brahmanical, you know, person exhibiting all kinds of perfection in Brahmanical traits. And yes, he was such a perfect Brahmana that he never, Brahmana is not supposed to have any wealth. He is just, has enough for keeping the body and soul together, and just enough to survive. And the society actually supports such a Brahmana. Such a Brahmana gets support from the society. So how Chanakya Pandit, even though it is because of this particular quality of Chanakya Pandit that he could actually become the spiritual master of the king. He could become the guru of the king. And the king had to, had to be submissive. When there is, when the Brahmanical qualities are actually there in a person, then the rest of the society kind of bows down to such a person. That's why in the previous ages, when the Brahmanas, when the sages used to come, when the Acharyas used to come, there was it was not like artificially the king used to think, now I have to give. It was a natural disposition that they used to, walk down the throne and offer the throne to the top seat to the Brahmanas to sit on. And actually they used to offer the kingdom. This kingdom is your kingdom. And the Brahmanas would not accept the kingdom. The Brahmanas would rather give advice to the king on how to rule the kingdom, and the king submissively used to listen to all those advices. So in the recent Kali Yuga, when we are hearing so many shlokas in the starting part of this chapter, that how there was intrigue in how the minister tried to kill the king and all those things. But if suppose the king is supported by, you know, authorized powerful brahmana, then and the king is himself sincere. In fact, if the king is not sincere, then the brahmana arranges for a proper sincere king to be seated over there. That's what happened actually in this sloka. It is said, in my school days we had one chapter on Chanakya Pandit, not much, so I just remember some things, that how the king was actually not doing his duties properly, and he was, and as mentioned in Bhagavatam, is like a demoniac king. He was a big demon. He finished the Kshatriya class only, in the sense the culture that Kshatriya should have by his, and he was physically powerful. So with that physical prowess, he destroyed that. And when this Brahmana Chanakya Pandit came to know that if the land of India, Bharat, is going to be ruled by such type of kings, then the whole land will be ruined. So he arranged for he was in search for a proper person to be in the king. So when he continued to follow his Brahminical rules, so when he later on enthroned Chandragupta Maurya as the by dethroning the current demoniac king, so he continued to stay in a hut. He was not using the kingly facilities. He was staying in a hut outside the palace. And there is an incident in which some person had come from a foreign land to ask some questions to Chanakya Pandit. So when he saw and when he came to meet Chanakya Pandit, Chanakya Pandit asked him to wait for a while. And what he observed is that Chanakya Pandit, he saw that, this person saw Chanakya Pandit, using a big, nice flame, and he wrote some texts. Afterwards, he switched off that, he doused the flame and used a smaller, lamp. And he continued to write, and then he called for this person, who wanted to inquire from Chanakya Pandit. So, this person, he just got his all previous questions got dissolved, and he thought, like, my first question is to know what is this. I didn't understand this logic that you used a big flame and then a small flame, and you are, in both cases you are writing only. Why did you use this? So the answer to this is the heart of Brahmanical culture, not heart, but you can say one of the traits of Brahmanical culture. That is, Chanakya Pandit said, the big flame I used because I was doing some work for the king. And when this one that I am using the small lamp for, that particular work this is my personal work. So I am not going to use the king's facility for this. So that was the extent of the independence of the Brahmana. Like, he, for his own personal requirements, he doesn't want the favor of a king or some palatial setup or anything. So in this type of setup, what happened once in the future also, such an incident did happen, where Chandragupta actually kind of didn't question but begged for explanation from Chanakya Pandit, and Chanakya Pandit immediately said that he is leaving. So even, kind of asking explanation from, that was considered as like, that was the stature of Chanakya Pandit. So, his relationship with Chandragupta Maurya was that now Chandragupta Maurya has understood completely that how qualified is Chanakya Pandit. So after understanding this, you don't question the spiritual master. You just follow, you just serve the spiritual master. You serve his orders, that's all. So, this is the small introduction to Chanakya Pandit. And while searching the folio, I did get some of the shlokas, Chanakya shloka, that could be good for our meditation. Chanakya Pandit says, Vishadapi amritam grahyam, amedhyadapi kanchanam. Vishad means, even in a pot that is labeled as poison, but if it contains amritam, then it is
I mean, even if it is a pot that was meant to keep poison, but if it contains amritam, that we should take, because it has amritam, nectar. Similarly, amedhyat means in a filthy place, if we find gold, kanchanam, that is not to be left. It should be used because gold is always useful. Nichadapi uttama vidya. If you find uttama vidya, the essence of Vedic literature from the mouth of a nicha, then you should take it. And stri ratnam dushkuladapi. Dushkuladapi. So from a apparently low class family, if a person finds a stri ratnam, in the sense if the woman is from a low class family but she has very good qualities, then such a woman is to be accepted, not that to be rejected. Then this one is tyaja durjana samsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam. This is although Chanakya Pandit is more known as a politician or advisor to politician, and he was involved in that, but he gave such principles which Prabhupada often quoted, that Chanakya Pandit says that we must always tyag, in the sense we must not associate with durjanas, with people with negative mindset, and bhaja sadhu samagamam, we should always remain in the association of sadhus. This is his practical advice for people in general. Third, then this is one shloka that is good for all of us, I mean the present day and age, good shloka for parenting and all. Lalane bahavo dosha, taadane bahavo guna. So here Chanakya Pandit is saying that lalane, by pampering a child, there is lot of dosha created in that child. Taadane bahavo guna, when you chastise and instruct, taadane means here instruct a child, then that child actually develops with many good qualities. Tasmat putram cha shishyam cha taadayen natu lalayet. Therefore, to a child and to the disciple, always taadayen, that is always instruct or chastise. Do not glorify or your disciple or putra. That is the shloka. But of course, this is our current age where the husband and wife both goes to the office and child is not having any emotion. I mean, there is no physical time spent with the child. So this is a age where the mother used to be always with the child, and father also used to have lot of connection with the child. So at least the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, because we know that the future depends on the current children are the future of our movement. So then the current parents, the devotee parents and all the devotee community actually should spend sufficient amount of time with their children, so that actually when you spend lot of time with your child, then you can definitely do both. Means you have to do lalayan at the early age, but later on, throughout you have to do taadayan. So taadayan is possible only if you spend a lot of time with the child. So then one more shloka I will take. Ayusha shana ekopi na labhyate swarna koti bi. This is Chanakya Pandit is saying that even one moment lost cannot be regained back, even if you put 100 crores of gold coins. So Chanakya Pandit is saying how much we should be careful about not wasting our time. So avyarta kalatvam is a principle that we have been taught by our acharyas, we should not waste any time. So if we waste our time, it is such a big loss, Chanakya Pandit is saying. So similarly, one last thing that Prabhupada says about Chanakya Pandit is, if you want to make any spiritual advancement, this is Chanakya Pandit is saying, then consider like this, that death is there every moment. I mean, the very next moment we can meet the death. Unless we have this thing in our head, we cannot make spiritual advancement. And on the other hand, if you want to make material advancement, then one has to forget that one will die. If one forgets that one will die, and one, then only one can enjoy in this world. So, yes, so it is a, especially if, for everyone, if it's a principle that if you want to make spiritual advancements, then one has to be careless about making material advancement. So this way, we can see how these shlokas Prabhupada has selected while in his conversations and lectures, that actually guide us towards the flow of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, time and again, although speaking about karma, jnana and everything, but especially stresses all the time, again and again, about performing the pure devotional service. That is a path given by the Lord Himself, the Bhagavad Vidhi. And the current theme is like, we can just see the list of, like, in the next following chapter, it's like a, there is a shloka which says that, you know, it's like a list of names. So many kings are there. They were powerful at a given point of time. They ruled the planet for some time and then they are gone. Now, what is left is only their name and fame. That's all. But if, Prabhupada, I just connected like this, that Prabhupada is saying that this movement, Hare Krishna movement, will go down in history for having saved the world. So if we also, it is guaranteed that all of us will also die. Maximum 100 years is the lifespan. So if we employ every, like Avyartha Kalatam, you know, here Chanakya Pandit is saying, Ayusha Chana Ekopi Na Labhya Swarna Koti Bi. If we don't waste one moment of time, and every moment of time, if we, you know, align ourselves with, you know, Prabhupada's mission, that is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we align ourselves with the Lord's mission, then although we will be gone, but at least whatever energy we have put, that energy will be, you know, like utilized in furthering the Lord's mission. And we'll get the credit for that. So saying this, like, I'll just move on to what I heard from the class of one of the Mahabhagwats in our movement, who left recently, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. So his class was on the 11th canto, 20th chapter, 24th verse, where Maharaj builds up the points about how the entire Vedic literature speaks about many areas like karma, jnana, yoga and all. But ultimately the purpose of Vedas, Krishna says in Gita, is Vedaischa Sarver Ahameva Vedyo. So the purpose of the Vedas, Krishna Himself says, is to know Him, Himself. And to know Him means we understand that we are the servant. Ekale Ishwar Krishna Arasab Bhritya. So when we know, for sure, we'll know Krishna through His devotee. And when we know Krishna, then the natural emotion that enters our heart is that of devotional, loving devotional service to the Lord. So, although the Vedas speak about, you know, bhukti and mukti, that is karma kand and jnana kand, but karma kand, you know, like, it caters to the desire of all the different conditioned souls, that if you want this, do this. If you want to, do this. But then ultimately, while doing all that, while employing all our energies in those type of activities, It can be experienced by anyone who indulges in that in our own past life, that how we suffer more and we get our happiness, you know, lesser. Similarly, Jnanakand speaks about, you know, coming out of all this and going for mukti. And then the scriptures also speak about bhakti. Maharaj was saying that real bhakti actually begins after mukti. So therefore Maharaj was making the entire class was on, you know, bhakti is the only process that connects with the Lord. All other processes are like our, you know, just catering to our needs. But it doesn't connect with the Lord. If we want to connect with the Lord, then bhakti is the only process. So Maharaj was telling even about mukti. Maharaj was speaking about, you know, how mukti is of two types. People are pursuing in two ways. One is the negative way and one is the positive way. So the negative way is like Maharaj gave the example about, you know, the prison, in the prison house, when prison, this world is likened to a prison house. So how, you know, the some of the prisoners try to escape mukti from the prison by digging a tunnel, underground tunnel. So what happens? Such a person, his viewpoint is like with the mentality of, you know, becoming the enjoyer once again, like becoming one or becoming as good as Krishna or becoming God. Because he doesn't want to obey, he doesn't want to reform, like he was sentenced to imprisonment, he was given imprisonment because he actually wants to become God by his own desire. He was imprisoned for that only, but he is not ready to reform. He is digging a tunnel and going out. So such a prisoner, how can he be happy? Mukti, the negative mukti, how can it ever lead to happiness? Because you can just see the analogy that how even if this prisoner runs away from the prison house, then the, you know, the jailer or Maya Devi will still be in search of this prisoner, and he'll have to escape somewhere in the forest. He cannot live freely, a free life. He'll be again, you know, caught by, you know, the Maya, and again he'll be imprisoned here. So therefore this negative liberation is filled with fear and all kinds of negativities. It doesn't actually give any positive feeling. This Maharaj likened as Sayujyam. But the other positive way of liberation, Maharaj said, if suppose the prisoner actually tries to find out or understands or learns because of his good association or fortune that, you know, why he got imprisoned. Why he got imprisoned here, he came to know the purpose, and then he, you know, out of remorse, writes a letter to the king that, you know, like, I am ready to reform, and, you know, he expresses his, you know, like desire to reform. So then what Maharaj said is that the king immediately doesn't get him out of the prison. The king writes a letter to the jailer telling that this person is having a change of heart, and just put your eye on him. So now onwards, the prisoner is no longer treated as a prisoner. The prisoner is a good person in the prison house, and he is doing the work of the king. So here Maharaj says is that the prisoner gets transformed into a preacher of Krishna consciousness. The prisoner starts working on behalf of the king and tries to share his knowledge, that just by this connection, he doesn't have to dig a tunnel and put so much efforts and try to escape. Just by having an emotional connect, it's not by physical association, it's by having an emotional connect with the Lord and having an understanding of why he is here, because of which he, you know, like kind of experiences all those transformations in his heart, and he actually, you know, gets a begins to feeling, you know, the feeling of anandamayo, anandamayo abhyasat. So Maharaj says, like, whenever we are in the process of this prisoner, since he is in the prison house, he experiences ups and downs. Similarly, we, although we are connected to spiritual life, we will be also experiencing ups and downs in our life. So, Maharaj likened it to like, we are like wood or fuel, and Krishna is like fire. So whenever we are in fire, when we are in fire means when we are emotionally, when our heart is in Krishna or his devotees, then we will act as fire. We will be connected with Krishna. But when we are down, we can just, you know, like look into ourselves at that time, we will understand that we are not connected. That's why we are down. Just like if the wood is in fire, the wood is burning, or the fuel is burning. But when that wood is outside, then that fire element in it immediately gets doused. After some time it gets doused and it becomes ashes. But what we need to do is, we just need to again put ourselves back connected to the main fire, and we'll immediately feel the connection of Krishna. So George Harrison also, his, in the foreword for Krishna book, he writes, you know, all we need is to love Krishna. So connection, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj repeatedly says in that class, connection means having a loving connection with Krishna, and disconnection means forgetfulness of Krishna, hatred towards Krishna. So Maharaj then finally says, then what happens finally? Maharaj speaks about death also in this. But Maharaj speaks for a short time, but I thought I'll just think about this for some more time. What happens at the time of death for a devotee is that the king sends a letter to the jailer telling that, I need a servant, so please send that person. So that happens. Then we have seen how the martial leela, like King Krishna with his own family and his own devotee, apparently from outside it appears like a ghastly scene, but for a devotee it is like a reunion with his master. For him, for whom he had been working in separation for so many years, now he is going to meet with his master, with his other, you know, Nitya Siddha devotees. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I'll just repeat what Bhakti Vinod Thakur says about those who say, you know, Vaishnavas die. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die, because thou art still living in sound. This is a direct experience. Even we heard from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj yesterday that when we now at this point of time read the book Ocean of Mercy that Bhakti Charu Maharaj had written, or when we hear his talks, it makes very deep impression at this point of time. So similarly, I am just thinking of when we see that video that in which Bhakti Charu Maharaj gives his last address to the audience in Ujjain, we can, although like when I saw that video clip, I did not logically understand, but yeah, we can experience the spirit of Maharaj, how Maharaj wanted to be in the forefront in the battlefield. This is the spirit of the paramparas. We have been hearing that Bhakti Charu Maharaj had been very closely serving Srila Prabhupada. And yeah, even Srila Prabhupada in his last days, actually when he was served the... the Vaidya was actually treating Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada also got a, you know, dream about Makaradvaj and all, and then Makaradvaj medicine was arranged and Prabhupada was getting treated, Prabhupada was becoming better, Prabhupada regained his appetite and Prabhupada regained his strength. But, and then what happened? Prabhupada got a desire that he has to, because he is hearing this book distribution scores and all, so he has to go to the West to, you know, kind of inspire and, you know, preach to his disciples. So catering to his needs, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj also kind of because he was doing like what Swarup Damodar Goswami was doing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like according to the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami was, you know, kind of reciting the shlokas to enhance the mood of his master. So similarly, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was playing that role. But the Vaidya, he got, you know, worried. The Vaidya came and told Bhakti Charu Maharaj, what your guru is doing, what your other disciples are doing, don't send Srila Prabhupada to the west, his health will go down. That is for sure. Because the climate is cold and Makaradhaj is just beginning to act, give me some time. If his health again goes down, then I cannot do anything. This is what the Ayurvedic practitioner, the Vaidya, he said. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj tried his best to convince Prabhupada, but he could not convince Prabhupada. And similarly, his disciples also could not convince Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And of course, even in case of all the great souls are like that, you know, it's the frustration of a Vaidya that, you know, because a Vaidya, he said he should not treat, there is a some kahavat, you know, Vaidya should not treat a Maharaja. Vaidya should not teach a Maharaja, because if he actually, there are two types of Maharaj, one is the king and one is the Acharya. If Vaidya treats a king, if he doesn't get treated, then he'll lose his head. And if he treats Acharya, Sannyasi, the thing is that the Sannyasi is so much, you know, given his heart to Krishna and his mission, that he will not listen to the rules and regulations of the Vaidya. So the Vaidya cannot treat fully. So that is actually a statement in some scriptures of Ayurveda. Even in case of His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, I have heard that how, you know, during his critical times when everyone was praying for him and his time is very, his health is very down, but inadvertently in that almost semi-conscious state, Jayapataka Maharaj remembers, this actually happened last year, that he, this is the, you know, third month of Chaturmas in which Dahi is not allowed. Third month, I think so. Dahi is not allowed. So Maharaj said that tomorrow onwards the third month is beginning, so no more dahi in my diet. So the disciple said, the doctor just told that dahi is the best thing for you now. So don't give anything else, just give dahi. Because at this point of time, nothing else will be good for him. So Maharaj said, I don't know anything. I don't want dahi. So this is how, you know, the great Acharyas are, you know, completely callous of their health. And they just want to, you know, follow their, give their example to the rest of the world for all of us to be inspired. So I was just making the point of how Krishna actually is like that king who says, you know, that I want this servant now, so send this servant. I also remember right now the leaving of Gaur Krishna Prabhu. I was there in Yagastali when he said that 21 times he said Murli Mohan Prabhu that he will not come to Muktinath. And 21 times he refused. But 22nd time he agreed. Murli Mohan Prabhu when 22nd. So I can just imagine, you know, for a person to ask 21 times continuously what will be the relationship between these two people. To ask 21 times, you know. So I would immediately want to conclude because I just have not enough time. I want to just meditate that we take the, we all need the blessings of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj to continue in this movement, because what inspired, several times we have heard from him and from other devotees also this pastime of how Prabhupada told him that, you know, give this just one life of yours to Krishna and then everything will be fine. So so Bhakti Charu Maharaj also, so many times he had asked us. So he said just this in the lecture, he just concluded by saying how, You know, the process of bhakti is actually having no anxiety. There is no anxiety in the process of bhakti at all. Because the first outcome of practice of bhakti is kleshagni and shubhada. These are the two things that a person receives. So, practitioner never experiences any kind of klesh. And all kinds of auspiciousness is experienced by the practitioner. He is saying the practitioner, he is not saying the onlookers. The onlookers may have kleshagni and shubhada. I mean, may not experience that. But the practitioner is, you know, very much, you know, experiencing all this kind of greatness. And then Bhakti Charu Maharaj also goes on to say that how even the Vaikuntha Vasis, they have no access to Golok. But by the mercy of Prabhupada, Vraja Bhakti is available to all the followers of Prabhupada. We just have to connect always. Vraja Bhakti is very much available. Even the Vaikuntha Vasis are not aware of Goloka, and if they want to connect to Goloka, the only way is they all have to come down here in Bharatvarsha and practice Sankirtanam in Vrindavanam. And when he does that, under the guidance of an able spiritual master who has been sent by Krishna from Golok, then only that person, that Vaikunthavasi, gets entrance into Goloka. So how much is our fortune to be directly, you know, being exposed to Prabhupada's book and Prabhupada's men as examples. I just had gone through a video of Indradumna Maharaj offering to Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Was very heart rendering to see Indradumna Maharaj speak about how he, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, arranged for Indradumna Maharaj to receive Narasimha Mantra, which Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj had received directly from Saraswati Thakur. And Indradumna Maharaj was just expressing that Bhakti Charu Maharaj himself could have received that Narasimha Mantra, but instead of that he arranged for Indradumna Maharaj to receive. And then he said that how this Narasimha Mantra had saved Indradumna Maharaj several times, more than three occasions. Indradumna Maharaj himself remembers how he, you know, was saved from, I mean, he would have died only, but this Narasimha Mantra saved. And how Indradumna Maharaj expressed that if this Narasimha Mantra would have been with Bhakti Charu Maharaj, then, you know, he would be, you know, active even now, in the sense, in his Vapu form. But he is still active because his teachings are resonating all over the planet. So, saying this, I'll just conclude that we just follow in the footsteps. This is Vaishnavism, where Vaishnavism means what best I have, I don't want it for myself, I want it to give it to my, you know, God brother or to the others. I don't want to myself enjoy or see for my spiritual welfare also, but I want to, you know, give all credits to my fellow man or Krishna's devotee. Practically the Uttam Adhikari sees the entire planet as Krishna's devotee and he himself as a non-devotee. So take this opportunity to, because Bhakti Charu Maharaj is very much present with Srila Prabhupada now, to beg his blessings that we can, you know, follow in the footsteps of Maharaj and serve Srila Prabhupada's movement all the while when we are here in this world. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.